And if you're talking about the side of the hog, you say this is a, how would you refer to the bacon?
Bacon.
Yeah, the side of the hog, how would you refer to it?
Side meat.
And the tough part that you have to cut off?
Would be the, what you'd make the lard from? Is that
well,
the
after
meat?
When you take a side of...
the trimmings.
Okay, and after you cure it, then you have to trim off the what? The bacon?
The...
That real part?
Usually. I mean, it would be the salty part.
Yes, the real hard part that you have to, salty and hard. You call it rind or...
Rind, yes. The outside of it.
Yes. And how about something that isn't as lean as bacon? What do you call that?
The fat that makes the lard?
Yes, but some people like to cure or smoke or salt the part of the hog that is too fat to make bacon out of. What would you call that? Salt pork?
Salt pork. Some isn't very streaked, and that's really fat.
Mm-hmm. You ever say fat back?
Yes, fat back.
That's what it is.
Mm-hmm.
And anything else?
Well, when you render lard, you have cracklings.
Mm-hmm.
And you can make crackling bread.
Well,
cornbread and put cracklings in. It's real good.
And you were telling me about your father making various things from the hog's liver, I think.
Liver pudding. And he would stuff it in the large entrails.
I see. And I think you
mentioned blood pudding.
I see.
And after he put them in the, in these entrails, they would have to be cooked. They'd cook the meat first, but then you'd cook it some after you put it in those.
When you were young, did you use the term sausage very much? Or was
oh,
it
yeah. Sausage.
What's the difference between sausage and pudding then?
Well, this really, it's, we could say liver sausage, but most everybody just called it liver pudding.
Mm-hmm. And is sausage a different kind of meat or a different kind of dish from pudding?
Yes, the sausage would be made out of the lean meat that's ground up.
Mm-hmm.
And you'd fry it.
Okay.
But you eat these others cold.
I see.
You don't cook them because they... You cook the heads, maybe the ears and some of the fat, and you make cook this and then grind it and mix it, season it well, and then put the liver pudding in the large intestine, and blood pudding too. But you have to catch some of the blood when you kill the hog.
Mm-hmm. Now you mentioned using the head.
Also make head sauce.
Head sauce. Mm-hmm.
But if you put the livers and the head and the ears, then you have you can have your liver pudding.
Mm-hmm.
I don't believe you put liver in head sauce, do you?
No.